better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back again, and are you with us from Canada, Warren?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I was asking you about the appeal process that you had, and what was your response, Gary?
Well, I went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I went with my attorney and my family, and I actually took about half a dozen police officers and Border Patrol agents that wanted to go. And let me tell you, Rick, if I wouldn't have been there, and my attorney would have came up and said, hey, you ain't going to believe it. They chewed the government. They said this. They said that. I would have called them a liar because I was sitting right there, and I still don't believe it. I was one of the judges asked my lawyer a couple of if, ands, or why questions while he had his 20 minutes, right? And then the government, it was the government's turn, and it was this lady named Tova Calderon from the Department of Justice, and she just started reading out of a binder.
Mm-hmm.
And she read a couple of things, and one of the judges, because there's three judges at the Court of Appeals, asked her, what was the extent of the subject's injuries? And she says, well, Your Honor, he suffered a loss of breath and a residual pain for 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
The judge says, I understand that. I read it. But what did the medical reports say? What was the extent of his injuries? She says, well, he refused medical attention, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
there is no report.
He goes, yeah.
He goes, I see. Was this person incarcerated? And she said, yes, Your Honor, he was for, I think she said, 8 to 12 weeks pending deportation. And Judge Demas from the Fifth Circuit said, and during those 12 weeks, did he complain to anybody about an injury? And she said, no. He took off his glasses and said, you know, Ms. Calderon, I'm puzzled as to what the government's trying to prove, making an example out of this man and trying to use this case to do it. The subject's injuries, if he had any, are obviously minimal, and I'm surprised this made it to district court, let alone mm-hmm.
the jury hear that.
And I said, oh, my God, they believe me. I hyperventilated.
Yeah,
I said, oh,
yeah.
My God, they believe me. And then 3 weeks later, they wrote the exact opposite.
Oh, now, who wrote the exact opposite?
The judges.
Not the same judge, or was it the same?
No, it wasn't the same judge, but it was one of the judges that was on the panel.
On the panel, okay. So you were outvoted.
Oh, yeah, but it's almost like somebody made a phone call.
Well, you know, I mean, now we're really getting into some of the real reasons as to what's going on here. This is a campaign from within the Justice Department, from within the Bush administration and the previous as well, doesn't matter who's in,
right.
To accommodate really the government of Mexico and other forces at work here. And you guys are left hanging out there to dry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you got to realize the implications.
I actually filed for an en banc court, which was a whole panel of 15 judges,
mm-hmm.
and that was denied. And then I filed a writ of certiorari, I believe it was,
yes.
For the Supreme Court.
Right, right.
And that was denied as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much exhausted everything.
Did the jury hear what the judge said to that lady?
No, this was the Court of Appeals. There's no jury.
Ah! Do you think your lawyer was, like, out to screw you? Like, you sound like you have a
Well, I was
really
going to ask
him,
did you
lawyer.
Feel you had, and what kind of a defense did you have from the beginning here, Gary?
Well, I couldn't find an attorney who would take my case at the time, because it wasn't big news, you know. I didn't have the publicity that Ramos and Campeon have.
Doesn't your job provide a lawyer, a good lawyer?
I found the only lawyer that I could, because nobody wanted to take the case.
Yeah, well, that's it right there. It wasn't that it wasn't high profile. It's that they know what they're going up against, and they're going up the government prosecutors.
What was the lawyer's name? You might as well put the guy's name out. He's so bad. Warn everybody.
Yeah, the guy was attorney out of Houston by the name of Ron Tonkin.
Well, okay. Thank you for the call from Canada, Warren. We'll be back with more. We have a bunch of callers, hopefully, that we'll get to in just a moment. Joe in Texas, you'll be next. Eagle Pass Joe, right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams. Support the program and the network.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And speaking of the Republic Broadcasting Network, we have a change of address, you know. If you're writing to us, you're sending in contributions, and you want to know the new address, mark it down right now. It's RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, two words, Texas, 78664. And please support Republic Broadcasting. Go online. If you're online already, click on republicbroadcasting.org and follow the trail, as they say. You can make your pledges, your donations to us, and keep us growing and going. And our guest tonight, we're very pleased to have with us, Gary Brugman, who, of course, as you just heard, has served only, quote-unquote, 2 years in prison in the United States prison population for a trumped-up charge that, of course, should never have been the case. And we know why, and we are seeing the pattern here clearly. There are ramifications, as Gary knows, that if all of the Border Patrol agents who were legitimately defending themselves and the nation were acquitted, my goodness, what would Mexico have to say about that, or Honduras, or Guatemala, or Canada, or anyone else say, and we can't have that. What would the Council on Foreign Relations say? My goodness, it's not good business. It's not good for internationalism. You see, it's not good for globalism. So you got to be a sacrificial lamb, Gary.
Yeah, I believe that's what I was.
You were. And so were Ramos and Compeon, and a handful of others that we can think of.
Yeah, let's not forget Gilmer Hernandez out of Rock Springs.
Yes. Now, how is he doing?
I talked to a friend of his not too long ago, and I think he's due to get out soon, probably in the next couple of months, so I think he's looking forward to that.
And, you know, I know I've got Joe on the line next, and Joe, please bear with me for a moment. I'm glad you did get into the fact that you really didn't have adequate defense against this monstrous, powerful elite government in Washington and in San Antonio. But I also want to ask you quite honestly, are you happy with the way the national so-called media have been handling this border situation, the way they've been portraying it? Do you think it's been fair, or do you think it's been unfair and unrealistic, the way the American people are being told about what is happening with these incidents?
I don't think it's enough. There is so much more that is happening down there that is not out there.
Not being reported.
Not at all. You know, and I know it because I hear it, you know, and I know people who travel from there. I know agents that are still down there. I know everything that goes on in Central Texas. Mm-hmm. And there's so much that they just don't report, and the nation doesn't know it. When I was an agent, when I was happy being an agent, I always said, man, why the people don't know this? Let me tell you something, Rick. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and in pretty rough neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I spent almost 9 years in the Coast Guard, and I seen some high seas, and I seen a lot of stuff. And when I got down to the Texas border, down in Eagle Pass, I couldn't believe the stuff that went on down there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had seen it all. It was the Wild West.
So the media have not been a friend to the Border Patrol and not really been a friend, if I may say so, to America and America's national interests.
Well, I'm glad that they're out there and, you know, publicizing this Ramos, what happened to Ramos and Compeon. And
well, that's us, really. That's the alternative media.
Yeah.
You don't see the so-called major media doing that, though, do you?
Yeah, but, you know, at least something's out there, but they could do a lot more.
Well, yeah, and that's putting it mildly.
They could do a lot more.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of people at Eagle Pass, here is Joe from Texas on the line right now. Good evening, Joe.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hello, Gary.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm up here in Uvalde, Texas.
And, okay.
And I go down, like, on the weekends, Gary, to Eagle Pass. We got about, like, four ranchers down there, and they, you know, first I want to say that, you know, just from hearing you and the way you talk, Gary, I can tell that you're a very spiritual person, man.
Thank you.
With God, and, you know, I apologize for our government.
Thank you.
And what you had to go through. And, you know, it's His grace and mercy that got you through it, because I know, like, in Texas, and you said you were, like, in Florida somewhere, but mm-hmm. there's, you know, I know that, I mean, you had to walk a real fine line, especially with, like, here in Texas with the Mexican Mafia and
yes,
the Texas Syndicate and the Latin Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm glad you got through it. And I'm seeing the same thing. We had to move. We kind of, I can put, lost a ranch that we can't go on anymore. And some of your fellow agents down there said, you know, you guys got more power than we do. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, y'all can capture them and you know, hold a gun on them, but we can't if you're licensed to carry a gun. You know, Gary, what I mean.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And, but, you know, when you said it was like the Wild West, you're right, because you know as well as I do, being an agent, Gary, that the Mexican military, what I want to call like Mexican black ops, is behind a lot of the drug cartel down
Absolutely,
there.
I've seen it.
And, you know, what is our guard doing over in Arizona, but, you know, kind of like part the sea and let them ride, you know, go right through. And, I'm concerned because, you know, I mean, as every father and, you know, your father and that, you know, when the drugs start, I mean, when there's as much deaths as there have been in Laredo with law enforcement, and I know Eagle Pass is the same way, but, you know, these guys, when they say that you've got more power than we do to arrest this person, like, you know, a civil arrest, I mean, that's sad. That's very, very sad when guys like you and Ramos and the other guys that are having to do this jail time, it's very sad when our government will not back its own employees and its own people, man. And I'm just glad you're out, and, you know, I'm glad you, you know, for your, you know, it's a blessing for your spirituality. But
thanks, sir. I appreciate
it. I think
it.
It's going to get down, Gary, to the American people.
And that's what it is, you know, and that's what's going to happen, because, like, I've said this a couple of times, because I don't hate the government. I think it's a bad generation right now, you know. It's in bad hands right now. And trust me, I was a firm Bush supporter, you know, because I did a couple of things on security forces with his dad. And, I mean, you know, I was a firm Bush supporter. Let me just say that. And I can't believe how he's turned and what he's done and what he hasn't done.
Well, the bad thing too, Gary, that I see is, like, it's causing a problem with Mexican Americans. I mean, Mexicans that are Americans, Mexican Americans that are legal, and you know, there's a lot of them that you know that are in Border Patrol, and you know, when the American people start seeing, you know, all this stuff happening, you know, a lot of innocent Mexican Americans are getting the blame for it.
Yeah.
And they stand up there, and, you know, it's their life on the line.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we do what we can on the ranches down here. And I know, you know, they're even going through a thing. They even give, like, a couple of ranch owners, man, out, you know, down here, like, 2 years, just like you, for protecting their property.
Yeah, I remember
the guys,
that. I remember
the guys that
totally.
Invaded their property had guns, and they were illegals. And they shoot the guy, and then they get 2 years for protecting their property.
Yep.
You know?
On their own property. I remember that. That right there in Uvalde, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember that. And an older gentleman, if I'm correct.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I still talk to a lot of the ranchers down in Eagle Pass area and Camado and stuff.
Right. We go up to, like, Del Rio, too, but it's bad. It's very bad. And you know, my hat goes off to you. I'm glad his mercy and grace was with you, Gary.
Thank you.
And,
man.
Hey, you know, don't give up and, you know, stand for your family and your, you know, you're a patriot, brother.
Now, are you going out there tonight, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going till Sunday. We go up there. We got a camper.
Amen.
We got a camper trailer on the ranch, and we go out. We have night equipment and night vision, stuff like that. But, you know, I appreciate you, Gary.
Thank you, Joe.
And, Rick, I appreciate you, sir.
Well, we love you, and we want to pray for you as well, you know. Keep his hand upon you of divine protection.
Okay, as well as you and Gary. Thank
yes.
you, Gary.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Good night, Joe.
Owners, I said hello.
Good night, Joe. Thank you very much for your service as well. And yeah, as has been said tonight, Gary, on the program, it's not the country, it's the government that's at war with the country, and forces that control governments, the powerful elite that have really usurped the authority. Now they've even done it with Congress, with this North American Union, and made secret deals that are unconstitutional, that are tantamount to criminal lawbreaking. And that's going on by the man you voted for, I mean, George Bush, and the father, of course, and heavily involved in the drug running business, by the way, over the years, along with Clinton. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what party they're involved in. Both parties have been corrupted. Both parties are really one party now. And the American public, the American taxpayer, the middle class is being squeezed. And now they're beginning to get a little nervous and react. And so we saw the result of that just yesterday with the defeat of the amnesty bill for the time being, and want to make that a permanent thing. And we saw what happened with the 86 amnesty bill and previous amnesties, and that we were told this would be the end. Well, it wasn't. It was the beginning. Beginning of a massive influx of aliens into the country who are breaking the law to get here. And as you know, now our prison population unfortunately, is so high now with illegals that it is reaching the boiling point. Yeah. Indeed, it can't go on much longer. Thank you, Gary. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams and Gary Brugman, our guest. Be right back. Join us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back now with the final few minutes of this segment with our guest, Gary Brugman, because he does have to leave, and I thank him for staying over a little bit. But, Gary, how is your economic situation now? Are you employed now? Are you working?
Yeah, I work over at Alamo City Harley-Davidson here in San Antonio.
Okay.
And I've ridden Harleys for a long time, and the owners knew me, so they had the job waiting for me.
You have the American Riders working for you?
Yeah, the American Freedom Riders are helping with me. And
Freedom Riders.
A lot of people there, they're helping me out, too.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, actually, Rick, I don't know if Steve had told you, but we're having I know you got the rally.
Yep.
Got the rally up on the 16th.
On the 16th, it's coming up, right.
On the 30th, we're having one in front of Johnny Sutton's office, and we're going to demand
his resignation. Yes, he did mention that.
Yeah, demand his resignation, and that'll be on the June 30th.
Right, and people can go to the Minutemen website, txminutemen.net.org, actually, and can join and can get more information on contacting the group and being there, really. It's going to be right in what city now? It's going to be right
San Antonio.
In Houston. San Antonio.
Right here in San Antonio at the Pyramid Building on Loop 410 in San Pedro.
And that's June 30th.
June 30th.
And June 16th is the rally, too, the big rally.
Right, in Austin.
In Austin, yes. Okay,
Correct. Good.
Now, I wanted to ask you, since you've been through this ordeal, are you back together now, your family, everything is okay?
My mom's happy that I'm out, and I talk to my son a lot more, which is good. I still haven't gotten to see him as much. I've only seen him once because he lives up in New York.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get, I was actually getting it together pretty good, and since the beginning of the year, somehow I got involved in this Ramos and Campeón thing, and it opened up another wound.
Right.
And I've lost sleep over it, and it's been, because Johnny Sutton scares me. He terrifies me, And everybody always says, well, what can he do to you? You're free now. And I said, what can't he do to me? So, I'm still on supervised release. Technically, I'm still on probation. I report from my probation officer once a month, and it ain't much for him to say, hey, take this guy, put him back in.
Mm-hmm.
But, if I don't sit here, if I don't do what little I can, Rick, then he won.
Okay, we have one quick call before you leave tonight, and I want to take that call right now.
Sure.
From Leslie from Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick, and thank you, Gary. I missed part of the show, and I apologize.
Hi, Leslie.
Gary, have you contacted Congressman Poe's office from Texas?
Yes. I've talked to Congress. I've actually met him up in D.C.
Okay. And as you know, the events that surrounds the Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Carmadon, he was lied to by the Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And from the Inspector General's office. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. I can just imagine what was written about you.
Yeah.
So the point I'm saying, where is that congressional investigation going? Do you know?
I believe that they've actually called for a committee, and Johnny Sutton has refused to testify.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do know at least there's at least 20 congressmen or more very interested in this case.
Yes.
You
yes.
are
and,
aware
and he,
of
he has actually refused to testify in both the House and the Senate.
Okay, that's fine. That doesn't stop the that congressional investigation, though.
No. It doesn't. I don't know where it's going right now, but I know he has refused to testify, and for some reason or another, the Democratic Party refuses to subpoena him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
there you go again. The collusion.
Well,
yeah.
The thing I'm saying is this, because my understanding, this has been done in the last 3 weeks? Could you say, Gary?
How about that?
Okay. Rick, what I'm saying before we start calling and alerting the people to start calling, do you think it's a good time to start alerting all the other congresspeople at this time, or you should have them back and give us an update where that congressional investigation is going?
No. I mean, we don't want to waste any time. We need to get the word out every
mm-hmm.
time we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's no time to be wasted.
Yeah.
This is urgent.
Okay. Well, they have a toll-free number, and it was jammed this
yes.
week. As you're quite aware of, but I have no problems giving that out because we've got to still stay on this amnesty bill.
Absolutely, and the hate bill.
Right. And then let me give you this toll-free number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 877-851-6437, and I will start calling again. 877, I did this week, of course, and last week, but 877-851-6437, and the number you can get through with no problem whatsoever, but it's 202-224-3121, and I will be calling again on Congressman Poe's office in Texas about your guest.
Good. Amen.
Well,
we'll keep the heat up, and we'll have you back again, too.
Leslie, have I heard you before?
Me?
Leslie,
yes. She calls all the time, yes.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
she's a wonderful caller, too.
Listen, tell that to the Capitol, because I have no problems giving them calls.
Amen.
Whatsoever.
Amen. Thank you, Leslie, for your work.
Thank you.
For your help in every way. Thank you again. All right. Thank you very much, Gary, and we will be in touch, and we'll have you back again.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
Keep up the good work and keep the faith.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. Good night now. Good night. All right, we'll be back with a final half hour. More to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen. We have a little over 25 minutes left in the program tonight. 1-800-313-9443. The halt of debate, the ending of the movement on the amnesty bill by the Bush administration, Ted Kennedy, John McCain, and the bunch of renegades in Congress, as we said earlier, has been defeated. The closure measure to indeed and debate on it failed. So they filibustered it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's because, as Leslie said, you keep up the heat, you keep up the hot calls into Washington and burn them, burn their ears off. You know, persistence is the key. You cannot let your guard down for 1 minute. We want to keep you again urged to do the same thing with regard to this most important hate crimes bill that the Anti-Defamation League is trying to ram through the Senate now. The House has already passed it, as you know. Now they're hoping to push this through after this attention has been given to the amnesty bill. They all tie together, make no mistake about it. They're not really that disparate and separate pieces of legislation, because they all add up to a globalist network, a union of control that will subjugate, really, the Constitution to a, to the status of a GD piece of paper, as George Bush put it, and that's what it is now. But it isn't over yet. The fight is not over yet. So you must continue to call those numbers, both numbers. If you can't get through to the toll-free number, which is 877-851-6437, then by all means, you dial the toll number, spend a couple of pennies. Many of you don't have to because you have the, obviously, the phone company flat rate. And no matter how many times you call in the country or where you call, it's the same rate. There's no extra charge, unlimited calling. You give them a call, 202-224-3121, as Leslie said, and let's do it this weekend, this week. Keep the heat up. Let us not let our guard down for a minute. Okay? Let's see now. What's going on in the world around us? FreeMarketNews.com, World News. Congressman Ron Paul's strong showing at the most recent GOP debate in New Hampshire led to another national media booking for him with Tucker Carlson of MSNBC. The interview seems to have been spontaneously scheduled and may come about because Ron Paul is again the clear winner in the MSNBC poll on the most recent presidential debate, just as he was after the first debate. So you can catch that, by the way, going on YouTube.com, and you might be able to catch all of that video, which I think is very, very interesting because, of all the comments left by viewers, they indicate Ron Paul has once again received a remarkable amount of feedback. Indeed, it could be said that discussion of his message virtually dominates all of the pages. I think there's 357 pages of commentary, and it is remarkably positive. Remarkably positive. And the so-called mainstream major media, of course, have chosen to largely ignore Ron Paul because Ron Paul is telling the truth. Ron Paul isn't mincing any words, and that's something the media moguls do hate. They do despise it, and they won't allow you, the American public, to hear enough about Ron Paul or from him. You look at Tim Russert, another phony, and every single week, every single Sunday, he will have John McCain, Ted Kennedy, he'll have all of these phonies, absolute phonies, Giuliani, and every single one of them, who has nothing to say, really and truthfully, nothing to say. And they will be on week after week after week, and where's Ron Paul? Or even, for that matter, even Tom Tancredo. Nowhere to be found. That tells you more than you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. So some of the feedback indicates dissatisfaction with the seating arrangements and the time that have been allotted to the candidates, with the so-called first-tier candidates being placed in the middle of the debate platform and the second-tier candidates placed on the outer edges. So observers close to the campaign who timed the various candidates' contribution claim that second-tier candidates such as Ron Paul received only half as much time to speak as the, quote, first-tier candidates. So there you go. They are evil. Ladies and gentlemen, they are evil. Their intention is evil. Their means are evil. Their modus is evil. And they are evil. Those are strong words, I know. Gary, they're strong words, but you know what? They're appropriate words. They're appropriate words. Because this is the kind of problem, this is the nature of the problem that we're dealing with. There is a deliberate, intentional plan to keep from the American public the facts about what is taking their nation down and them with it. Satan himself is the author of it. Let's be honest about it. His minions in the media, his little stooges, are doing their dutiful best to accomplish that nefarious goal. Can't allow the truth to come out. Do you realize that had Americans known the truth about Woodrow Wilson in 1916, there would have never been an American violation of neutrality in World War I, or II for that matter? They had known what their government was up to, and the forces controlling that government, the corruption of the Roosevelt government in Washington, they would never have allowed their children to go to war. They would never have allowed it. They would have known instinctively it was a trap. It was deception. It was going to end in disaster, as it did. Disaster for freedom. So, again, the masses have one idea, and the media have another idea. They're poles apart. People are usually way ahead of their government when it comes to this sort of thing. And so the government and the media work together. Work together, I said, yes. And this is a classic example of Bush and the media in bed together to make sure that an anti-globalist, anti-internationalist, anti-New World Order candidate cannot be given a fair shake. And, of course, we are praying for the Browns. Ed and Elaine Brown in New Hampshire here on RBN. The authorities apparently up to their tricks, turning off the electricity, turning it on, turning it off again. And, of course, they are as self-sufficient as they can be at this time, I believe. And this coming week we will learn more. This weekend, this week, we will hear more about what is happening up there. And we may hear from them on the program as well. But we certainly urge you, the most important thing to do is keep them in your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, keep them in your prayers. Don't for a minute neglect to remember the Brown family and what they are up against, standing firmly on principle, on the Word of God, and that they are not going to be a part of this New World Order system. They can't. They can't give in. We really can't give in. We have to assert ourselves as much as we possibly can to defend the integrity of our being. We must oppose this Antichrist New World Order that is being thrust upon us, ladies and gentlemen. There is no doubt about that. All right, let me continue. Let me continue. If you think Bush is evil, now, wait till he nukes Iran. Who's it by? None other than our great columnist, Paul Craig Roberts. He says the war in Iraq is lost. This fact is widely recognized by the American military officers now and has been recently expressed forcefully by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, commander of the U.S. forces in Iraq, during the first year of the attempted occupation. Winning is no longer an object. Our best hope, General Sanchez says, is to stave off defeat. And that requires more intelligence and more leadership than General Sanchez sees in the entirety of our national political leadership. More evidence that the war is lost arrived June 4th with headlines reporting U.S.-led soldiers control only about a third of Baghdad. A host of U.S. commanding generals have said that the Iraq war is destroying the U.S. military. A year ago, General Powell said the U.S. Army is about broken. Now, what's Paul Roberts saying here? Well, he's saying what we've been saying all along. The United States military is being pillaged, raped, and castrated by George Bush's administration. The so-called Strong on Defense administration. You see, it's difficult when you have new-time listeners, first-time listeners, who don't know anything because they've listened to neocon talk radio, don't really understand what's happening to their nation. It's difficult to try to bring them on board to understand what it is that's happening to America. What is happening is the complete destruction of all of our institutions, and it's all happening under the Karl Rove, George Bush, Dick Cheney regime. That's right. It's seductive, isn't it? It's seductive. Bush has taken away every desperate measure. Enlistment ages have been pushed up from 35 to 42. The percentage of high school dropouts and the number of recruits scoring at the bottom end of tests have spiked. The U.S. military is forced to recruit among drug users and convicted criminals. And so we're told that there is no equipment for training. We're being told that we have some $212 billion worth of weaponry being destroyed, damaged, or just plain worn out. What remains is in Iraq and Afghanistan. Under these circumstances, George Bush's, quote, staying the course means total defeat, says none other than Paul Craig Roberts. Even the neocon warmongers who deceived Americans with the promise of a cakewalk, as they used to call it. You remember? A cakewalk war that would be over in 6 weeks now are saying the war is lost. But they haven't given up. They have a last desperate plan. Bomb Iran. Vice President Dick Cheney is spearheading the neocon plan, and Norman Potterts is the plan's leading propagandist with his numerous pleas in the Wall Street Journal and commentary to bomb Iran. Potterts, of course, like every neoconservative, is a total Islamophobe. Potterts has been writing that Islam must be deracinated and the religion destroyed, a genocide for the Muslim people. This is Zionazism, ladies and gentlemen. The neocons think that by bombing Iran, the United States will provoke Iran to arm the Shiite militias in Iraq with armor-piercing rocket-propelled grenades and with surface-to-air missiles and unleash the militias against the U.S. troops. These weapons would neutralize U.S. tanks and helicopter gunships, and destroy the U.S. military edge, leaving divided and isolated U.S. forces subject to being cut off from supplies and routes, my friend. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear that? Shall I repeat it again, Paul Craig Roberts? I think I will. These neocons think that by bombing Iran, the U.S. will provoke Iran to arm the Shiite militias in Iraq with armor-piercing rocket-propelled grenades and with surface-to-air missiles and unleash militias against U.S. troops. These weapons would neutralize U.S. tanks and helicopter gunships and destroy the U.S. military edge, leaving divided and isolated U.S. forces subject to being cut off from supplies and retreat routes. With America on the verge of losing most of its troops in Iran, the cry would go up to save the troops by nuking Iran. Oh, these neocons, ladies and gentlemen. These are the same people. These are the same people. These are the same people that brought you World War I and II. Wars to end all wars and to make the world safe. For communism, Zionism, internationalism, and globalism. And generations later, your children are repeating the same misfortune over and over again. There are reports of threatened resignations because U.S. military officers are horrified at what they think would be the worst ever orchestrated war crime. But Dick Cheney is resolute. He tells Bush that the plan will save him from ignominy, the ignominy of losing the war and restore his popularity as president, who saved Americans from Iranian nuclear weapons, with the captive American media providing propaganda cover. The neocons believe their plan could pull their chestnuts out of the fire and rescue them from the failure that their delusion has wrought. Oh, my. The American electorate decided last November they must do something about the failed war and gave the Democrats control of both houses of Congress. However, the Democrats have decided that it is easier to be complicit in these war crimes and hold a rogue president accountable. If Cheney again prevails, America will supplant the Third Reich as the most reviled in recorded history. Oh, my goodness, I think they've surpassed that point now. And that, too, is a media creation, ladies and gentlemen. That is Paul Craig Roberts. He wrote the Kemp-Roth bill years ago, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury of the Reagan administration, and he was Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page before being pushed out by the neocons. And they run it now. They run the Wall Street Journal. They run most of the heavy media. And if they don't run it completely, they certainly have their powerful influences. And they run this administration. Lock, stock, and bullet. So there you have it. That's the plan. That's the warp thinking. That's the warp thinking of this administration and these satanic influences of the neocons. Satan's mighty busy, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about that. We'll be back. Get a quick call. You may chime in. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, these neocons, as they say, have been very busy taking us down as Americans. It is weakening us from all sides, all directions, and most importantly, the American middle class, yes, is being leveled. It is being destroyed with the burden, the cost of paying for these never-ending globalist adventures, the wars against so-called terror. You believe that? You'll wait for a shrimp to whistle, as Khrushchev once said. That's what he said. You know that, ladies and gentlemen? He used to say that. If you believe that, you'll wait for a shrimp to whistle. Well, I'm not going to wait for a shrimp to whistle. But that's where we are today. And as Howard Phillips noted in his Issues and Strategy Bulletin, this incremental path to absorption of the United States into a New World Order, again, is an act of the North American Union, and Robert Pastor is a key architect and advocate of it. We talked about the Giuliani factor and how he has some very interesting, shall we say, vested interests and conflicts of interests in profiting from the NAFTA superhighway. And it is absolutely amazing how none of this, absolutely amazing how none of this will come up on any of these programs with Tim Russert or any of the other flunkies of the New World Order. But we mentioned the fact that Giuliani's law firm has been tied in with the North American Union folk and to Hugo Chavez via Citgo, as a matter of fact. It's just unbelievable. The law firm of Bracewell and Giuliani, a law firm that he joined as senior partner in 2005. Bracewell already came in for criticism because it represented Citgo, the oil company controlled by Venezuela's government, Hugo Chavez, the communist. So Giuliani and his partners are exclusive U.S. lawyers now for Cintra. We mentioned that as well. Big bucks are coming from some of the powerful elite in Texas, you folk down there, to support Rudy's candidacy. Now you know Tutti Frutti Rudy is indeed a little bit screwy, to say the least. My goodness, it's just in your face. It's so blatant. Big bucks running the campaign of Giuliani. He hasn't got a leg to stand on of integrity or honesty, and yet not a single question from any of the moguls in the media concerning these conflicts of interest is just absolutely amazing, and it is just beyond the pale, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely insane. This is the depth of control of the media, as Rick Adams has been telling you, and we have been telling you here on RBN all of these nights, all of these days, all of these weeks and months and years. I'm just about out of time. I'm not going to take any more calls because we're out. But let me just say this. Lord willing, we will be back next week. Pray for our nation. Pray for our people. Pray for our repentance as a nation. And continue to do what you know is right. Continue to man the post. Ladies and gentlemen, be the watchman on the wall. And stand up. Stand up for the truth of the gospel. Stand up for freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week. Have a good weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back again next Monday night. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and God bless you.
A message.